Cape Talk. New beginnings.
Now, the past few years and more have seen a really significant shift, I think, in the way society approaches the concept of gender. There is increasing awareness of the idea of a gender spectrum rather than absolute binary definition. But despite significant shifts in the way even medical science views this issue, many people who do not conform to binary definitions still really struggle to find acceptance and to live the life that they feel is an authentic expression of their own self. Now, somebody with me in studio today is a guest who has experienced this at first hand. And as she walks her own path towards authenticity, she's realized she's not alone on that path. And it's led her to start an organization called Transform, which aims to offer support not only to gender nonconformists, but also to their parents, their friends, their loved ones, those who are walking this path with them. And Kathy's driven all the way from Pringle Bay to be with us today. We really appreciate you making the time to come through and share your story. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pippa.
Where does the story start for you? When do you first remember feeling that you didn't conform to the gender that was assigned to you at birth?
I think it started very young. I mean, for me, it was at the age about 9 or 10 was the first time. And I think most people feel at that sort of age is when it starts, that they feel that they don't conform. With the age that I am, very unacceptable at that stage for people not conforming to the gender.
Okay, and that was your first thought of it at 9 or 10.
Yes.
How did you then live through the rest of your teenage years playing the part that had been assigned to you and just suppressing how you were feeling? Or did you have somebody that you could speak to and say, I'm not feeling comfortable in my own skin, as it were?
Well, no, there wasn't anyone to speak to. I mean, for myself and for many others, it's been a walk where you walk on your own. And it's something that you keep hidden. For myself, I'm heterosexual. Mm-hmm. And from that point of view, is something that people can't understand. How can you be heterosexual but then still dress feminine at times? And I must say at times, because I'm going to explain that a bit more.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult thing, because growing up, what did I do? How did I? And any opportunity I got, which was hidden away, that sort of thing, I used the opportunity to do that. But always that guilt of feeling, am I doing something wrong? You know, am I gay? Am I not gay? And not knowing how you actually fit in to society and where you fit in is that became the real challenge to discover that.
Because, I mean, these are concepts that still many adults today battle with, and they don't necessarily understand what is gender identity, how does it differ from sexuality, if somebody is cross-dressing, does that necessarily mean something about their sexuality? For a lot of people, those concepts are inextricably tied up when they're not necessarily so.
Yes, that's correct. I think 4 years ago, I came out with my cross-dressing. I'm going to say cross-dressing. Because that's what it is. It's a way of expressing my gender that I feel at the time, because I find that I sometimes feel feminine and other times I feel masculine. And for me, then it's expression, external expression of the gender that I'm feeling. And that's a lot of people can't understand and can't see. So, you know, when I first came out and started gaying out, immediately you go out somewhere, the guys suddenly feel a bit awkward, especially if you're in a place that's not a gay bar or something like that. Then the guys would feel awkward. You know, do they need to avoid you? Don't they need to avoid you? And all that sort of thing. So it's really letting people understand that your gender identity doesn't necessarily mean your sexual orientation. And there's two different things there.
Mm. What made you decide to come out 4 years ago? Because this is, as you said, something you'd kept hidden from your early teens. I'm not going to ask you your actual age, but it's been decades since then. Why now? Why that decision now?
Okay. Well, my age is 50, so it's been a long road. For me, it was that I was married, and my wife actually found out that I was dressing, and that went through a process of actually now we're getting divorced. And so, therefore, that process of working through that and then realizing if I want something to work in a relationship going forward, if I want something to work for me, you can't keep something hidden all the time. You need to actually be open about who you are and transparent about who you are. And that's something that's why I looked at the Transform and actually getting Transform started. What I'm saying is a way of life, and I don't see it only where it becomes around gender. It's about any person's day-to-day way of life. What have you got that is secret that you're holding away from everyone? And it's about actually bringing those things out into the open, because those things actually hinder your relationships and everything around it.
Kathy, you're from Pringle Bay. It's an awfully small place, and it's got to be a very hard place, I would imagine, to come out in a small space like that, because everybody knows everybody and there is no hiding in a space like that. How has the community responded to you in the last 4 years?
Well, when I arrived to live in Pringle Bay, I decided in my first week, basically, I spend the week as Kathy and go out everywhere as Kathy, and would know at the end of the week whether I can stay there or not stay there.
Okay.
Which gave me a great opportunity for meeting people and talking to people. And the one thing that I know about being open and honest about who you are and what you are opens up other people to stories about their lives and things that they've kept hidden. I've had over the years so many people, since I've been so open, that just walk up to me and actually talk to me about things that they've never spoken to anyone before. And it's openness that goes beyond people actually knowing me either. People that I don't even know would walk up to me and just talk to me. I've been in a supermarket and someone just walked up to me and just started speaking to me about problems that they were having. And it may, you know, how that radiates is not just with who, you know, what you're displaying as yourself. Yeah. It's what actually comes out.
So, I mean, this is fascinating, because I was expecting to have a conversation about supporting other people who are going through gender diversity challenges and struggling to help partners and loved ones come to terms with that. What I'm hearing from you is this is support around being authentic to your true self in whatever form that means for you.
I think that's the important thing. Specifically, where I want to help people is, I mean, as being a heterosexual man, it's very difficult to actually find, where do you go? How do you keep this hidden? I mean, I've met guys that have been provincial rugby players that actually cross-dress. Construction workers. I had the other day someone that phoned me that's a truck driver. Now, in all of those, you know, those are not sort of people that you expect to be wearing a dress and
that's
walking around in a dress.
Masculine and archetype type you can imagine.
Yeah. And so the difficulty is, where do they go? How can they be authentic? You know, and so that's what I'm trying to do, is provide that mechanism for people to be able to come out in Pringle Bay, because I've come out in Pringle Bay and been very open about it and that sort of thing, and got to know the community. It's become a very open place for those who need to go out and just be themselves.
I mean, that just shows the impact one individual's decision can have on an entire community, which is phenomenal. Now, somebody's asking a question. Why is it that this is only an issue for men who cross-dress as women? Nobody seems to take a bat an eyelid if a woman chooses to cross-dress as a man. Care to comment?
Yes. Interesting enough, Pippa, you were also at a concert on this week.
Yes.
And one of the soloists was wearing a suit and bow tie. And she was dressed like that. And the other soloist lady had a dress on.
Correct.
Now, my question was, what happens if one of the men that were the soloists actually wore a dress? That would have been an issue for everyone. But yet the soloist who sang, she was wearing a suit and bow tie. There was no issue with that. And it's actually very open for women to be able to dress like that. But for men, it's more difficult. Although some women do have a problem. When you're looking at more formal and that sort of thing, and that they want to dress more formal, where can a woman actually dress more formal? The formal side isn't there. When it comes to normal day-to-day wear is fine, but when it becomes more formal, it's actually very difficult for women as well. And there's actually a number of people that have written online, women that are battling with that aspect, is when they want to be more formal, and yet they're still heterosexual. It's just they want to express the other gender again.
Yeah. So for those who've joined the conversation and are wondering who you're listening to, Kathy is with us in studio, who has come through from Pringle Bay to talk about starting Transform. And we'll get to the details of that in just a second, and about an upcoming weekend which she's organizing that I want you to know about. But having a broader conversation about expressing your authentic self and the challenges that they may pose in society, where not everybody is prepared to accept particularly, I mean, I'm interested, when you must have faced criticism or questioning or those who don't easily accept how you present in the world, how do you deal with it? And I'm interested to know, does that criticism come from all camps, from all sides? Is it typically older people who find it more difficult to accept who you are than younger? Have you noticed any trends like that?
I think it's across the spectrum. There's not a specific trend of those that don't accept. I think it's from people's upbringing that would be where what's acceptable and what's not acceptable and whether they can work out of those boundaries. I mentioned the construction worker, for example. Now, he was actually from Gauteng, and he was decided he came down to Cape Town with a friend of his that also cross-dressed. And I had mentioned, you know, I just go out to the shops and I go shopping. I dress and I go shopping. So he decided that he was going to do the same thing. He went to one of the shopping malls, which went to a restaurant there, and basically the restaurant emptied. The security guards came and stood and watched them until they actually left. Yeah. So, you know, the difficulty with it can be very difficult for some people. And, you know, and when you, for example, I've been shopping as well before where I was busy looking at some clothing. Now, one assistant came and asked me, could she help? And it was, you know, I was fine, thank you. And then the other assistant, I heard her say, is that a guy? And she's responded saying, no, it's a woman. And this argument started about, am I a guy, am I a woman? And so at that point, it's better to just to leave the shop than to continue, you know. So the awareness of people and that sort of thing is something that does happen.
Now let's talk about what you hope to, it's not about achieving, but what you hope to do by forming Transform. What's the big picture?
I think the big picture is to see the difference between your sexual orientation and your gender identity and your gender expression. Been three different things, and then there's also the biological sex. So biological sex, I'm born male, where my sexual orientation, I'm heterosexual. My gender identity, I move between male and female, and then my gender expression, what do I wear and what do I dress as, I move between male and female depending how I'm feeling. And now others have those differences in different ways. So you'd have a gender identity where you'd feel, say, another male would feel feminine, but they're bisexual, or they're gay, or they're asexual. And the same applies with women. It can be the other way around. And so the understanding of that is so important, because so many people are battling with, where I had a call the other day from someone, and he's battling with the aspect about, why is he wanting to dress all the time? Is he gay? You know, he's not understanding that aspect. And he says, but I've always been with women. I've never been interested in men, but I want to dress. And it's to understand that aspect, that it's not about your sexual orientation. It's about your gender identity. And then the support around that, because obviously a lot of couples, families have a, you know, just the understanding of that. And that's what I'm trying to put together by having the Transform, is to be able to get together and let people start understanding themselves and to understand others.
Now, you're hosting a weekend in the middle of August where you're bringing people together for a whole weekend workshopping these ideas, basically.
Yeah. Basically, for the weekend, the idea is to allow people to come and just be themselves. We're doing it in a private venue in Pringle Bay from the 17th to the 18th of August, where people can come and they can be themselves. So if they want to dress, man wants to dress feminine, a lady wants to dress masculine, or just come as they are, just to be who they are and the gender that they feel, and not to feel bound by everything. The other aspect is to allow partners to come along as well, to see that they aren't, if your husband cross-dresses, you might feel that your husband's the only one that actually cross-dresses. Well, there are others, and to actually be able to speak to other partners that are going through that as well. Because it's not easy for the partner. You never know how your partner's going to be feeling.
Yeah.
Is he going to feel masculine? Is he going to be feeling feminine? And this other way, is your partner as a woman going to be feeling masculine or feminine?
So if listeners are interested in finding out more about this weekend, bringing along their family or their partners and joining in, how do they reach out to you for details, Kathy?
Okay. There's two options. we've got a website, which is transform.pringlebayvillage.co.za, or can email me on Kathy@pringlebayvillage.co.za.
And that's Kathy with a K.
Kathy with a K.
Okay, Kathy, I want to thank you so much for coming in to share your story with us today.